Hey, good evening. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I'm just laughing here. I'm looking at the picture in the thumbnail of Jerry. His eyes are so bugged out. He got on my lap before I did the show, and I took a picture of him with there, and it just, I think it's just funny. So I just want to leave that up there. So anyway, I'm having a good time. Yeah, as you can see, it's the bizarre world of the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, where we don't know what time we're going to be on anymore. Well, I couldn't do this morning because, like I said, last night when I was up at, I think I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning doing some work or trying to create some creative stuff. And, I did the show at 10 o'clock last night, so it didn't happen this morning because I had to go meet my customer and do a little sprint planning, which was pretty good. They did really well. Getting much better. I'm kind of happy to see what they're doing and where they're progressing to. And got home and just took a little time to get moving to go back into the swing of things. But you know, when you don't do things, it gets all messed up. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that picture of Jerry. I had to put that somewhere. Maybe I'll put it on Instagram or something. It's just funny watching his eyes all bugged out like that, you know. I got Bubbles over here. Bubbles quickly got back in because Jerry went off somewhere, and she took her spot. Anyway, we're going to talk about, I was listening, the reason why I had Jerry on there, besides the fact that he hopped up on my lap and I had Jerry, I was walking to him this morning at 5:30 this morning, and I was listening to Alex Hormozzi's podcast, The Game, and he was talking about conditions for success. And in this podcast, which I put a link in the notes for this episode, so it should be in the podcast notes. It's also in the video notes, things like that. I don't know. That's going to kill my sharing capability and organic reach, but I don't really care. I just want to share it. Hopefully you'll find it. He talked about setting up maker time versus manager time. And I was thinking about it. I said, well, that's something I want to do, something like that similar with one of the teams I'm coaching now. But I added a little twist to make it more Scrum-like. So I made it maker time, group time, and manager time. And we'll dive into that and how this hopefully will help you and your teams and what you're trying to get to. And this on our HR, We Team HR Wednesday, because this is about building a team up. And these are things I'm going to share with that you should be doing as a team and being transparent and helping everybody out. So we're going to talk about that today. And it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And today we're going to talk a little bit about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way to bring more value to our customer, not work crazy hours, bring that value to the customer, and have a little fun along the way. So I had fun with Jerry because he's just a funny picture. Anyway, so let's dive into it here. So Alex Hormozzi was talking about building conditions for success. And he talked about certain things you do or skills or what you do. You want a different type of time. There's maker time where you need to focus time. Sounds just like developers, right? They or testers or people that do creative work. You need a big chunk of time uninterrupted so you can focus on your creativeness there. And he said that that's called the maker time. Now the manager time is someone who's maybe a manager. And in the manager time, you are using your whole day, and he knows exactly how many 30-minute increment blocks or 15-increment blocks he has in a typical day, and he said how many it was. So all those blocks should be full with different little things going on because your job as the manager is to go everywhere, right? To cover as many things as possible, make sure everything's going well, where if you're a creative person, you should be working on one thing at a time and focusing on and producing good quality work. So I was thinking about that, and I thought it was an excellent idea, and I actually had suggested that to many of my teams over the past on how to do that. Maybe use your calendar. Like if you're going to work on a JIRA story, I think I mentioned it in one of the shows, maybe you put the JIRA story name and everything into a meeting block that you're going to work on, or it could be Azure or Rally, whatever the story number is and name, title. And you would put it in your meeting block and set the time aside to work on that particular story. And that very helpful for controlling what you're doing and when, and everyone would know what you're doing. And it just helps you segregate your time, right? And what work you're going to do. So in that, he talks about maker time. So I always say, you know, dev people, they need more time, more quality time to really think about the solution, come up with it before they even touch the code, right? And that's why we should be thinking about it. And we as Scrum Master and Agile coaches should be trying to preserve as much as that for them to do as possible. Now, in Scrum, we have, you know, managers, there's managers, Scrum Masters, whatever, and they may have, like, as a Scrum Master, your calendar might be full of 10 or 15 or 20 different meetings in a day because you're meeting with everyone on the team, you're meeting with managers, you meet stakeholders, you're meeting with product owners, and so on and so forth, right? So that might be how the manager looks. Now, what I twisted this around a little bit. So the maker team is now the dev. You can call it maker team. I like it because, again, it's generic. It could be the dev slash QA team or time or whatever, but I like the maker time or dev time because in Scrum, we call it a dev team, which includes everyone, like developers and QA and anybody in between that actually works on the product. So let's say it's dev time. So that's their time. So that time is reserved for them to write their code or do their whatever they got to do, their focus time. The next part was group time. Now, group time, I believe Scrum is a great way of getting group thought on trying to solve a problem when you get stuck. So group time is time you might work together as a team, such as daily Scrum, right? Or that even might be the next one I will talk about. It may be retrospective, right? It may be, hey, I want to meet at this time to cover this thing I'm trying to create or solutionize, and I want to get feedback from the group or ask for some people to give me some feedback as a group, and I call it group time. The last one was manager time, and in this one, I changed it to scope or backlog manager time, right? So in this avenue is where you're playing with the scope. You're doing sprint planning. You may be doing daily Scrum. You may be doing a sprint review per se, or that could be group time too, right? And in there, you're talking to other people about moving scope around. If you're a product owner, it's your time to rearrange the scope and priorities and meet with clients and do that. And that would be product scope time, right? So just, or management time, like he calls it manager time. So scope, product scope, manager time. Okay. So that's the third one. Now, why do we do this? Because everyone is different. And in Scrum, we got to have a little bit of both. We just don't want no group time, and we don't want it where there is no management time, right? Because you got to manage your backlog, manage your scope, manage your priorities. And we want everyone on the team to have that. Now, here's a key that I mentioned in there that I think with others is you got to make it transparent. I think it should be a team norm of how you refer this. And there should be a team norm of how do you approach maker time, right? The group time kind of got it. The manager scope time kind of got that part. But the tough one is the maker time. So what I think, and this is what I way I'm doing, I think making sure management buys into this concept because they're the big culprits on this one, right? So when you build this manager time, I mean, this maker time, you want to make sure everybody understands what is the concept behind maker time. Concept behind that is to give someone good quality time that they need to solve the problem, right? To be creative, right? So when we declare like a daily Scrum, so today between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock or 8 and 11 or whatever your time box is, maybe it's morning time or afternoon time, I'm going to be doing maker time where I'm going to be working on this, this, and this. This is kind of just like, what are we going to be doing next? I'm going to be working on this, this, and this. Ideally, or we can do it as a group. So there's lots of ways to do it. And this is what I'm saying. The team should decide how they want to do it. I can do it individually when they declare what their maker time is, first group time and things like that. We can do it as a group. Let's say the group all decides that between end of lunch and 3 o'clock, that is just maker time. Maybe after daily Scrum until 11 o'clock or whatever, that is maker time. Maybe you give an hour before lunch. That's now group time and stuff like that. Here's the key. If you have an organization that's constantly changing the priority or the backlog during the sprint, the maker time helps. Here's how you do it. You say to everyone and supervisors and managers, do not message, do not email, do not contact, unless the whole system blows up. That's a different story. I'm saying there is an exception. If something breaks and you can't make money as a company, all bets are off, right? It's like all hands on deck. We got a problem. We're not making money. Things are broken. We got to fix it. That doesn't count in this scenario. But normal day-to-day operations. So the scrum master, the product owner, your teammates will respect each other's maker time. They won't go in there and say, can you help me with this? Or, hey, when you're done with this, go take on this. The idea is that the scrum master or product owner, if they needed some priority or a bug, let's say a bug appeared, right? They wouldn't just drop it in your inbox. They wouldn't drop it in a message in the middle of maker time. They would wait until after the maker time window ended, and then they would stick it in your box, right? Then they would say, here it is, you know, because they don't want to disturb your thought process and distract you from doing what you're doing. Jump over, look at a bug, try to investigate it and see what's going on. Theoretically, the scrum master or product owner would be able to look at it. It should be triaged a little bit. Is it something we address right away? Is something going to take a couple hours? But no matter what, okay, or maybe they can't make the call. Let's assume they can't make the call. And again, this procedure and this visibility in these windows would be determined by the team in conjunction with the managers. They may finish what they're doing and then pick up the stuff that's in a bucket. I like buckets. A bucket for people to do, like a bug. Because unless it's critical and the world's coming to an end, it doesn't really need to be looked at right away. It can be held off until you finish doing what you do or what you have reserved for your maker time. And I thought that was a good idea. I think that was a great idea for helping improve quality, robustness of the code, just not that context switching all the time. And this helps minimize the context switching. And this is why it's really key that you get agreement and a handshake with the managers, product owners, scrum masters, and our teammates. To prevent context switching, you declare these maker times, whether it be an Outlook or your calendar or whatever you have, or during daily scrum, whatever system makes everyone happy, that this is my maker time. Other people on the team will respect that and not ask questions. Now, upon the end of that maker time, maybe there's a 15-minute window, right, where people can ask questions of other people. Hey, I need some help on this. I need this. So maybe you build little windows in between maker time and other stuff that people are now able to ask everyone questions, right? Or you pull your head up. And this is one of the things I do. Before you take on a new piece of work, I always ask my team, check the backlog. Ask your coworkers, does anybody need help, right? And if they need help, go help them before you pick up a new item on the backlog. So this is a kind of a twist to that where you're asking for help, but you're only asking or offering help after the core maker time is over. So let's say, scenario, you did your daily scrum around 9 o'clock, did your half hour, so it's come 10 o'clock or 9:30 is your time to work on your code. You can declare, let's say we did maybe between 9:30 and 10, we said, you know, group questions if anybody has any group. Otherwise, I'm going right into my maker thing. And people can post up, hey, I need help with this. Can someone help me before we get into the maker time? When they hit maker time, no one starts bugging. No chats, no poking for information, right? No asking for help, no prodding the system or developing all this side thought process. Then they work it. Then come, let's say, 11:30 before lunch, right? Maybe a half hour. People say, okay, I'm done my maker time. Does anybody need help or anything they want to work on? So maybe there's group time. So now this is that group time as a team starts around 10 or 11, 11:30 for a half hour, an hour, whatever the team needs, depending on what they ask, and say, okay, I have group time. I have group time now. Does anybody need? And you respect that. And you also have product owners and managers respect that as well. Looks like we're at the 15-minute mark. I think it went over. Anyway, so as you get the gist on that, don't forget, and I put a link to the podcast episode in this description. Don't forget about the webinar on Saturday. If you haven't got your goals set, sign up for the webinar. Learn about it. You know what? And if it doesn't work for you, I'll give you your money back. 100%, right? So I don't have a problem with giving the money back if you don't feel like you learned anything or achieved anything. I'm not here to take your money or anything like that. So if you sign up for a webinar, I should put it on there. If you're not happy, I'll pay you back. I'll give you back the money, or we'll work out some deal to maybe I'll give you a coffee mug or something. I don't know. Whatever it would be to make you happy. And if you don't feel like you got anything, it's fine. I'm not a stickler on that. And don't forget, tomorrow night, got an interview with William Stratum. And we are going to talk about the agile changes, right? So that's tomorrow night's interview. So that's going to come out soon. And then next Wednesday, the 15th of May, we have our meetup where we're going to have a whole group discussion on the changes of agile, everything from jobs to that report from Scrum Alliance. And we'll be doing that. So yeah, I went over. I like almost 17 minutes here, way over. It's a benefit of doing it in the morning. I'm really rushed. Now I'm like, yeah, I'm relaxed. I want to wish you all happy scrumming. Hope you join us for the webinar. I have to update that. I'm going to offer everyone money back guaranteed. If you're not happy, I will pay you back. Yeah, I don't care. I mean, if you need your money back, I'll give you the money back. I just want to help people, right? So I should put that on there. I should put that on the list. Yeah, I'll put a little note, email of that out there. So don't forget, interview tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's going to hit the pavement. Webinar, 8 a.m. in the morning on Saturday for 2 hours, talking about webinars, setting your goals. If you haven't done your goals, you're not achieving what you want, maybe you should show up to this webinar. It's cheap. It's 20. If you put in for a newsletter, you're already a newsletter member, it's only $27. I mean, come on. I don't even think you can buy pizza anymore. Now, in Philly, I can buy two large pizzas for like $22 because it's South Philly. They all love their pizza. And then we have the meetup on the 15th. The meetup's free. Webinar's $27 if you want the newsletter. If you don't want the newsletter, it's $49. But as I said in last night's thing, think of it this way. If you sign up for the newsletter, you get a 50% discount on the webinar and you get free access to our Slack channel. Therefore, if you do the webinar and later you don't have questions about gold, whatever, or you just join, you don't take the webinar, you just join Slack, you can message me on working through your goals. Now, I might encourage you to take the webinar because I'd be like, well, there's a lot to talk about here. You don't know, you know, we need to talk. Maybe you'd be a good candidate for the webinar. So with that, I want to wish you all the best. Happy scrumming, and we will see you tomorrow. See you. Bye.